I'm your health coach, Melissa Lee. Here at Thriving with Nourishmel Health, I provide women with the resources to reclaim fertility and celebrate periods through the lens of functional medicine. It is time to empower ourselves with natural solutions over band-aid medicines. We will get to the root cause of symptoms to see the bigger picture. Let us find the ability to heal ourselves, get back to Mother Nature, and live in a healthier world. Hey everyone, this is Melissa. I am back with Nourishmel Health. This feels like a total rebirth of the podcast and also of, you know, the business itself. If you're, you know, you've been a listener and a fan for a while, I really want to just let you know I'm super excited to be back, and I have so many fun ideas that I want to bring to you in 2024. And if you're someone new, welcome. I used to coach women, especially PCOS women, in the past, I would say 2 to 3 years, helping them to get regular cycles, balance their hormones, get pregnant. And now, with the rebirth of Nourishmel Health and also this podcast, I'm really looking into helping women get pregnant starting in 2024. And so you might be wondering, where have I been, right? I've been working at a functional medicine clinic in Colorado, and now it's a brand new chapter in my life. I'm also physically pregnant. I'm at 37 weeks right now as of this recording. I would just really love to help women to get to this place, because pregnancy was a total journey and experience, and I think it's incredibly powerful to know that even if you have PCOS or if you were told that you could not get pregnant, that is actually really possible. So that is just the main focus on what I plan to do as I, you know, go into birth, go on my maternity leave, and then I'll be back, and I'll be giving you so much resources, tons of coaching as well, of course, using functional medicine to help you boost your fertility. And so I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of a history of my fertility journey. And so it was, you know, I've always had irregular cycles, irregular periods. They used to be 40 days long, 22 days long, and it would keep fluctuating. And it was not until I really kind of cleared out my body from toxicity, especially because I found out I was positive, tested for mold. And mold is incredibly, I wouldn't say dangerous, but it's also very, it has a lot of side effects and impacts on our body that we may not be aware of. And so I was living in an apartment that had active mold exposure. And so I actually got myself out of there and also got myself cleansed of the mycotoxins. And lo and behold, actually, my cycles begin to be regular. And so I really attributed that to the presence of toxins in my body, mostly the mold, but also, of course, I also had phthalates, parabens, toxins that I've accumulated, right, over the years. And that's something I think is really missing from the fertility picture. We are always taught about exercise. Diet's a big one, of course. But toxins are a really, really big one, a big area as well, that can really impact your cycles and your hormones. And if you don't get to the root cause of it, you might not even get that hormone harmony that you want. And so I was really surprised when we actually succeeded on our second try to conceive. And we are expecting a baby boy in a few weeks. You might even, depending on when you are listening to this episode, I might already have had that baby. So yeah, so that is my journey. And, you know, having had PCOS too, I no longer feel or believe that I am unable to reproduce. Of course, there was always a seed of doubt in me, just because, you know, we always hear from other people as well, how hard it is to get pregnant when you have PCOS. Of course, other things, like if you have endometriosis, that's definitely a huge factor that can really impact fertility. But to be honest, when you have PCOS, it's actually really metabolic in metabolic and inflammatory as a root cause. And so there are many factors that can impact that. And I will go into this more in depth in the upcoming year. But just know that even if you have PCOS, you can definitely get pregnant. And I really want to drill this into you. You know, we're all capable of doing that. And sometimes our bodies might just need a little extra help. Or it is just, you know, not adapting well to our modern day choices that we have every day. Another big part is the mind-body connection that I really got to know as well, because once I was able to write down all my doubts and my shame too of feeling like I couldn't get pregnant, I was already pregnant when I wrote that out. So, and I didn't know. So I feel like there were so many opportunities for me to also just acknowledge what I was feeling and get rid of those negative thoughts so that I can step into motherhood, right? Kind of push myself into that place of having the perspective that yes, I can get pregnant. Yes, my body is able to grow a human being. Yes, I can still do all the things to nourish my body and my mind. And so that's something that I hope to leave you with in today's episode. Just wanted to let you know where I've been, how the journey has been, and also I'm super excited for Nourish Mal Rebirth. This is something I think that's really dear and true to my heart. And of course, if you need extra coaching, aside from fertility, of course I do that as well. I'm officially also certified in functional medicine from the School of Applied Functional Medicine. And so that's something we can definitely look into. When it comes to fertility, right, of course, there's always the big picture. Gut health, toxicity, adrenal function, thyroid function, toxicity. I think I said that twice now. Mind-body connection. All of these things really play into the big role and the big picture of getting pregnant. And so that's something that we will kind of dive into together. And so just to kind of wrap it up, so this podcast will not be updated until later on once I've coming back from maternity leave. In the meantime, if you do want to kind of just kind of keep in touch, I will reference certain podcast episodes from before that I find really, really helpful with fertility and just the pieces of functional medicine that I am now really familiar with. You can join my list. And in order to do that, I'm actually giving away a free guide to jumpstart your fertility. And if you go to nourishmal.ck/jumpstart fertility. So that's nourishmal.ck/jumpstart fertility. That's where you can actually go ahead and download all your free tools to kind of jumpstart your fertility in the new year. That's something that I just kind of created real quick for you. And that's also a great way for us to stay in touch, because you will still be getting emails every 2 weeks. Starting from next week. And so I will be back, plan to be back officially in April. Of course, we'll see how everything goes, but that's where it's at right now. And just wanted to give you an update on where Nourish Mal is at. So if you want to jumpstart your fertility, this guide is just super awesome because it gives you these 5 simple tools to add to your day. I call them 5 daily practices. And because a big part of it is the prep work, right? Like my husband and I, we had to push back our conception window by 6 months, by 9 months. And it always felt like it would never happen. But to be honest, the prep work is really important. And once your foundations are pretty strong and right and your labs look great, There's no reason why you can't get pregnant. So I created this free guide for you. You want to make sure that you just start on it ASAP. Get your spouse in it as well, of course, because it takes two, right, to kind of make a baby. And so that's where you can get it, and I will also link that in the episode below. Otherwise, friends, I wish all of you a happy new year, a great transition into 2024, and I'm just super excited because I think it's the year that you're going to step into a new chapter. I will also be stepping into a new chapter, a new stage of my life. All right. Happy New Year, you guys. I'll see you in 2024.